South of the River at Beacon Radio. South of the Snowstorm, I think, is more apt for us here in Tettenham Road at Beacon. Keeping you up to date with all the latest business, I'll just give you the numbers. I tell you what, I'll give you the numbers after Teresa's given you an update on the snow line, brought to you with Walsall Tyne. If you want to get a pen and paper together, if you have any news, maybe you're driving around with a mobile phone at the moment, you're in a jam somewhere, if you could call us, we would appreciate it, and we can put the news out over Beacon. All right, what have you got for us, Teresa?
Well, we've got a couple of cancellations for you, Graham. An XL Logistics based at Banks's Brewery in Wolverhampton, their Christmas dinner in Dudley is off for this evening, and Nigel at Lloyd's Bank in Dudley has had to cancel their Christmas dinner as well. That was set for Brood for this evening, and he says if you were going tonight, get in touch with him now because he's rearranging it for Monday night. So it's a quick rearrangement there, and his number is Dudley 291 778. His number again, Dudley 291 778, if you want to go along on Monday night.
Thank you very much indeed, Teresa. Keep us up to date with what's happening. The snowline number is 754123. Not for inquiries, please. This is only for information that you can give to us that we can put out over the radio. A lot of people calling in asking questions. Obviously, this makes it very difficult to take other callers who can give you information that could be of value. So please, unless you know anything, don't call us. The reception number is 757211. Or if you'd like to call our newsroom direct, 756119. Any information we would appreciate. I see we try and get through to John Warner, and I think we're actually through now. Our weatherman, John.
Hello, Graham.
Having a busy old day today, aren't you, eh?
Ah, yes.
Bit of a change from the usual Saturdays.
I should say so, yes. This is the worst, it's almost a blizzard, I suppose. Even the weatherman would probably call it a blizzard. Worst for several years. And the high winds continuing to cause drifting, and there's no sign of the snow easing, really. I don't think it's going to ease until about midnight, but it will... won't be quite as heavy, I think, this evening as it has been during the daytime, but nevertheless, plenty of drifting, temperatures staying at or just below freezing, and dropping to about 28 tonight, and becoming very icy, I think. Prospects, better chance tomorrow, a cloudy day with only occasional snow showers, I think the temperature getting above freezing, so hopefully a lot easier on the roads tomorrow.
So really, John, things are going to get much worse before they get better, the way it's looking at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, getting worse all the time, really, with all the drifting going on and the snow continuing to fall. I mean, we've had an average, I think, of about 10 inches over... Well, some parts have had 10 inches on average.
I think I've got that in my car at the moment, actually. All right, John, we'll talk to you a little later on this afternoon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for sparing the time to talk to us. Cheers. John Warner, our satellite forecaster at Beacon, and we will be able to cross to Bob Lawrence of the Wide World of Sport to see exactly what isn't happening this afternoon sports-wise, and of course what is happening, we'll have all the news for you. The Beacon Wide World of Sport. We'll talk to Bob Lawrence after Spania. Here's Call Me.